Time for us to check sports. So let's bring in Mike Conzie. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So I started watching the game last night, okay? And I think it was 21-14 when I fell asleep, okay? And I figured, oh, well, maybe this is going to turn into a good game after all. No. Like we thought, Alabama just crushed them.
Oh, they're a better team.
They're just that kid, that receiver, he's unbelievable.
Played a half, too. He broke his finger.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He's got to be one of the top draft picks. He has to be.
Oh, well, he's the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, but they always go for quarterbacks. But this kid is amazing.
That just shows you how good he is, because they always go for quarterbacks. He's the first receiver since Desmond Howard to win the award.
He runs like a deer. You don't realize how fast he is until he's...
You don't realize how tall he is either.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you're chasing him, and all of a sudden he's 10 yards ahead of you.
Yep.
He's one of the best college receivers I've seen come out in a long time. I don't know how he'll do in the pros, but I would figure...
He'll do fine, because there's no defense in the pros. He'll do fine.
He was a surprise to me. I knew he won. I knew he won the Heisman Trophy. Okay, mm-hmm. But I haven't seen him play enough.
I guess you didn't watch Alabama play this year.
Not a lot. No, I really.
He was their focal point of their offense.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. Well, anyway,
they spanked Ohio State. The announcers never got a chance to get on the Fields bandwagon because. He didn't do so good yesterday, so he'll fit perfectly for the Jets. He'll be another quarterback that was supposed to be a good college quarterback that isn't, and he'll go to the Jets and lay an egg, and they'll be looking for another quarterback in 3 years again. Alabama is by far the best college football program, bar none. This was Saban's seventh national championship.
In 14
you don't have to count the ones Bear Bryant won.
No, seven.
So nobody comes close to Alabama.
7 in 15 years. That's basically every other year a national championship.
And people hate him, and they hate him because he wins. So he's the Tom Brady of college sports. You know, hate him. Go ahead. All he does is win. All that matters.
And what's amazing?
Results matter. It's not a popularity contest. It's a result contest.
And what's another thing that to show you how great of a coach he is, that's with a very strong, continual Clemson program and other strong programs that they face during the course of a year. They really are an amazing team, and they just keep it up year after year after year.
Well, it's just like the football itself. The SEC is the best program. So they continually win the SEC, and they continually win championships. So, Big Ten, ACC, whatever you want to say, you don't come close to the SEC, and nobody's close to Alabama.
Yeah.
And when Alabama doesn't win, except for Clemson, another SEC team wins. When was the last time a Big Ten team won a championship?
Yeah.
I think that was like around 2000 when Ohio State won.
Yeah, no.
Since then, it's been nothing but SEC and ACC teams.
Yeah.
And the ACC teams, in the beginning, was Florida State, and since then, it's been Clemson. Nobody else.
Yeah. I was glad to see LSU get the title that 1 year. I like that. You know, that was a good team as well.
They had a real good team. I would love to see LSU's team last year play Alabama's team of this year. That would be a game to see.
Yeah.
Not Ohio State. Yeah. Last year's LSU team against this team, two big offenses, two big defenses, probably two of the best teams around in a long time. And you always say who wins the championship was the best team in history. But these two teams do stand above everybody else, in my opinion. And that would be a game I'd pay to see.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. But the continual excellence that Alabama has, when you can make Bear Bryant's record look secondary, you know you're a hell of a coach.
You know what's good about Alabama's football program, too? All those kids go to school for 4 years.
And you don't see, when they're in school, you don't see stories about them.
Nope. Like one of the announcers blindly said the truth last night. The Alabama football program, the people come here to play football for one reason, not to see how much money they can make going into the NFL. That's a reward for what you do at Alabama. And at Alabama, you win championships. And that's their goal every year. You don't hear these kids say, oh, well, when I get to the NFL. You never hear them mention the NFL. All you hear them say is win championships. you don't hear that in a lot of programs.
No, you know who said that last night? That was in the that was their coach. They said to him, "What are you, you're going into the game?" And he said, the kids in this program, I have confidence in them. They come here to win championships." And he said that right off the bat, and it's true. You can just, there's a certain swagger they have, and swagger is not even the right word, because I would use the word confidence.
They're entitled to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Come beat me. If you could beat me, you could swag around too.
Yep.
Not too many teams beat Alabama.
And just remember, the one year they were playing for the national championship, remember when that when they decided to try a field goal and they missed it, and Clemson ran it back for a touchdown, which they lost the game?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that happened about 5 years ago. Had that not happened, that stupid little mistake, he probably would have eight championships.
Oh, you mean when Alabama went for a field goal and missed it?
Missed it. The guy caught it.
Auburn ran it back.
Yeah, and Auburn ran it back. That year could have been another championship for him. So.
Yeah, could have.
Yeah. What do you think about Doug Peterson getting fired?
Who?
Doug Peterson, the coach of the Eagles.
Who? That's a non-story. The guy stinks.
Man, they won the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl because of a quarterback named Foles, who wasn't even on the team the next year, I think. Doug Peterson's no good.
So he's out. We'll see. We'll see who comes in to replace him.
Some slug. Did Pittsburgh fire their coach yet?
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
That guy must have pictures of somebody.
Hey, somebody put a real nice picture up on the internet yesterday with Tommy Lasorda walking into that cornfield in Field of Dreams. He really was a one-of-a-kind manager, Tommy Lasorda. Whether you loved him or you hated him, working under one-year contracts, he always had to produce.
Wow, imagine that.
I know. Can you imagine that?
Imagine a guy having enough confidence in his ability to sign a one-year contract every year. Pretty amazing.
For just about 30 years.
I'd like to see any professional athlete do that today.
I'd like to see anybody.
Never happened.
I'd like to see any professional athlete or coach do that today. They just
never happened.
Nope, never happened at all.
Never happened.
All right.
They want to get the big money and then sit around and do nothing.
Anything else in sports? I don't think so.
Now just one more day closer to hockey. That's it.
All right. I'll speak to you on Friday.
Yep. Have a good day.
Take care, Mike. Mike Kozio with the check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.